98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Cardinals GM Steve Keim. Keim time. With Doug and Wolf. Presented by Santan Ford and Gilbert. We are Santan Ford.
The exclusive conversation with Steve Keim happens every Friday before Cardinals football here on the Doug and Wolf Show. And the general manager has just called in to join us from Cardinals headquarters. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. As always, talk to us about your win and how it feels to get that first win.
Well, you know, I just think from a team standpoint, you'd like to think that it instills a little more confidence in the locker room and throughout the building, and just shows the fact that we feel like we're getting better in a number of areas, and we're growing as a football team. And I think that more than anything, you hope that that's infectious in your locker room, and you continue to see the chemistry improve in that area.
You know, after some of the losses, we've always asked you what were the negatives you saw on film. So now that you win, let's ask you about the positives. What did you see that stood out to you that you really liked?
Well, still our ability to move the football. Again, concerns with the red zone, as we've talked about a number of times before, that has not changed. But I would say the decision-making with Kyler, I think that there were a few times where he threw the football away, where he didn't take, sacks or plays for negative yardage. We still have to clean up the penalties. I think we had 11 penalties, which is unacceptable. But, being able to run the football effectively certainly helped, and that created balance in our offense. So there's some good things that are going on, particularly offensively, that really encouraged me.
You know, Steve, on that note right there, speaking about the offense, do you see this offense being in a state of flux? Do you see it evolving? Do you see it growing? And if so, how?
If we clean up the red zone, it's going to be pretty scary, in my opinion. Number four in the National Football League in yards per attempt running the football, which is a vast improvement. We're number seven in the NFL in hurries given up. So obviously that is a good indication of how much improved our offensive line is protecting the quarterback. Now the sacks is a little different story, which is a number of things that you can take away from that. But again, I think that we're making great strides on offense. Once we clean up the red zone stuff, because as of right now, we're around 30% in the red zone. The league average is 55% scoring touchdowns. So it's just not good enough. And it's an area that we have to improve. But once that stuff gets ironed out and we can fix it, it's going to be exciting.
I know you got 50 hours till kickoff or so, but as of right now, is David Johnson playing Sunday?
Well, I'm encouraged by sort of his rehab this week and talked to him at length yesterday. So I think he feels pretty good. And like I said, I'm not 100% sure, but certainly encouraged.
You know, Steve, through five games right now, go ahead and take a cold, hard look at your quarterback, Kyler Murray, through five games, and talk a little bit about what you're seeing in your evaluation of Kyler Murray.
Well, I think, again, last week, he showed great strides. And again, whether it was week one all the week to now, every week we've seen how talented he is. It was just trying to make sure that he played more consistent, made better decisions, and got more comfortable within the system and what we're asking him to do. And for a young quarterback, that's always difficult, especially in his first four or five starts. But that's the one thing that we've emphasized, taking care of the football, protecting it, making good decisions. And I think the other thing where you've really seen some growth is, identifying coverages and how it all works together, whether it's identifying coverages, what you're asking your offensive lineman to do up front from a protection standpoint, and how all those things tie together, which, again, with your decision-making, gives you a better understanding of, okay, on this play, now all of a sudden they're playing man on the back end, middle field's open. Now, if I don't have what I want right away, it gives me the opportunity to run the football. And, again, that's why last week I think he had such great success.
We're talking to Steve Keim. We do it every Friday, 7:45, general manager of the Arizona Cardinals. Is there something negative that you decided, let's move on from Chris Jones, or is it all positive because you had the chance for Trevor Williams?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the same thing that my philosophy is, hasn't changed. It's, you know, how can we turn the back end? How can we potentially get better? And, you know, Chris Jones had a really nice offseason for us and has done some good things. But this was an opportunity to claim a player who has started a number of games in the National Football League and we had good grades on, you know, in our pro system. So wanted to give him an opportunity. And, you know, corners are hard to find, especially ones with starting experience.
Steve, do you expect him to play this Sunday?
You know, I'm not sure about that yet, Wolf. You know, he's you know, been out of practice, and he certainly looks the part moving around. But, you know, whether we can get him up to speed schematically, that's another question. So I'll have a little bit of understanding probably by tomorrow.
Why has Andy Isabella, it's one thing to you know, try to learn the offense, but to not even have a target yet, what's the biggest thing holding him back?
Well, I mean, personally, I think, you know, some of it's on him in terms of becoming a better route runner, becoming more consistent catching the football, but at the same time, you know, opportunity. And, you know, being from a small school, he's continuing to grow. I think the stat I saw that I forgot about was I don't think Larry Fitzgerald caught a touchdown until October. And, you know, being the third pick overall, you would hope that's a little bit earlier. But he's had a pretty good career. And I'm not comparing those two by any means. But, you know, Andy has done some good things that I've seen not only on tape but in practice. In fact, last week the one sack that we took, which was we got a little confused up front and with our backs and protection, Andy was screaming wide open down the field on a vertical route and, you know, had a great opportunity to hit him for six. So his speed shows up on tape, you know, some of those jet sweeps. You can see his athleticism and his ability to change gears. But I think the future's still bright for him, and we want to try to get him, you know, into the mix.
Let me be the first one to say there were a ton of plays at Ole Miss that when you watch DK Metcalf, you say, man, why didn't you do more? Why didn't you do more? So I like all the questions that were asked about DK Metcalf, but you took a chance when you drafted Isabella a couple spots ahead where Metcalf was still on the board. Was that a system pick? Like, hey, Isabella fits better with what we want to do, or is it simply a belief you think Isabella's going to have a better pro career than DK Metcalf?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the evaluation process, and I can't talk about DK, but there's a number of things that goes into making the selection, and that's all the information you have on players' backgrounds when it comes to medical, when it comes to off-field work ethic, when it comes to the ability to run multiple routes in the route tree. I mean, there's so many things that go into it, you know, production throughout their careers. And when you watched Andy Isabella coming out, he played at a high level against big teams, you know, Georgia and other Division 1A teams in the SEC. So, you know, we're comfortable with him. And again, we just got to get him more involved. And I think over the next several weeks, you'll see a little more of him.
Steve, is there a matchup in this game that has you concerned?
Well, you know, there's I don't think it's any secret that, you know, essentially starting three rookies in our secondary with Murph and the two Thompson brothers. I mean, really, you watch and you see those kids play, and really I think they've done a nice job because they play with such effort. They play fast. They play physical. They're good tacklers. They care and they want to be good. But at the same time, as young defenders, you know that you got to work on your eyes and your anticipation and all those things that only improve from experience. So, you know, obviously with Julio and Sanu and Ridley, those guys present a great challenge. And I think that it's going to be fun to watch those young kids out there and see what they can do this week.
When you found out Patrick Peterson was suspended for six games, was this the game that you said, oh, crap, why does Atlanta have to be in the first six?
Well, it certainly didn't make me feel good. I don't know, man. Like, maybe Sunday night at 12:01, I'll drive to Scottsdale and pick Pat up.
Yeah, you know what? I'll go with you. How about this? The offensive line, Steve. Go ahead and evaluate the offensive line, the much maligned offensive line that maybe isn't so maligned.
Well, I mean, I just said it earlier. I think, you know, we commit to the run a little bit more. It's been, you know, in my opinion, it's been good when we ran the football. I mean, we've seen some big runs, and last week, you know, with Chase and David, both kind of a two-headed monster, I thought they did some good things. I think the play design by Cliff running the football has been very good. And, you know, across the board, you know, the right tackle had some growing pains being a young guy and Justin Murray. But those other four, I mean, I think have played as consistent and as good a football as we've seen from an offensive lineman here in the last couple years. I mean, again, I think they've all done a nice job protecting. And we've put them in some tough positions where you have to protect with no help on the edges, and the defense getting behind at times knows it's coming. And we've talked about it before. When you have to protect and guys pin their ears back, it's difficult. But, you know, for under the circumstances, I think they've all done a nice job. DJ's playing consistent. Pugh has done well. AQ's steady Eddie. And then last week, I thought that, I thought Sweezy did a very good job against Geno Atkins.
Do you think we can get lucky, because it looked so ugly, Steve, that Christian Kirk can play just 2 weeks after the injury?
Yeah, I mean, there's a chance. I mean, I don't know about some of the little things that it takes to play the receiver position, whether he can do yet or not, that'll be determined. But I know he's running and he's doing some things. I mean, he's such a great kid and he rehabs so hard. And again, I think he's just genetically a little different. So I think it's hard to forecast injuries. But if he can be out there on Sunday, I know he'll want to play.
Steve, what can you tell us about Ramique Wilson?
Well, he's a guy that we liked coming out of Georgia, and he did some good things in L.A. When you get down to a point where you're struggling with injuries at that position, you have to bring in somebody who can not only play the linebacker position, both inside spots, whether it's the Mike or the Will inside spot in this defense, but also to be able to contribute on special teams. And Ramique's a guy that can do a number of things for you.
Are more tight ends playing because of injury situations and it's more of a necessity, or is there somewhat of a philosophical shift from Cliff Kingsbury going from true 10 personnel air raid and saying we can do more things if we add more tight ends?
Yeah, I think that I think it's a little bit of both, and I think that as Cliff is evolving as a head coach and a play caller, I think there's no doubt that you always try to get a better understanding of your personnel and what you can do to have success. And, I think some of the things he's done with those guys in the game, whether it's pulling them across formation and using them as blockers, or even some of the catches down the field that they've had with Max and Charles Clay, he's getting them involved. And again, I think it's more of a comfort thing and understanding what we can do as an offense. But, again, I see a lot of bright spots offensively and really excited about the direction that we're headed.
Yes, Steve, thanks for your time, man. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Good luck.
Thanks, man. Talk to you soon.